Well, it was a snowy drive, but Eric Hansen in Lewistown, Illinois, with the Lewistown Indians girls basketball team, our hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Let's hear it.
Yeah!
All right. Hey, even the janitors stopped working. They're getting part of, they're part of this today here at Lewistown High School. And with Coach Greg Bennett. Coach Bennett, how are you?
I'm doing a lot better now that we got a big check and a big trophy.
Yes, and athletic director here at Lewistown.
Yes, and we're very, very happy to receive the big check and the big trophy.
Well, the girls have already been sneaking around the check. They opened up the real one. They've got some plans for it already, Coach.
Yeah, well, I'm sure they do. I'm sure their plans include not having a fundraiser next year because they think this money is going to replace it. But they are, of course, wrong. But we will use this money to buy something good for the girls' basketball program. We greatly appreciate your support, and we greatly appreciate the donation of $1,000.
Absolutely. Let's give Coach a big hand.
Yay, me!
And all the support, because it's parents, it's teachers, it's faculty, it's students, it's alumni who voted you guys hometown heroes. Because on Mondays, during the spring, fall, and winter sports season, we nominate three high school sports teams. There's 3 days of voting, and somehow Lewistown usually pulls it off, except that one time, Coach, against that Knoxville cheerleading squad.
We did. We suffered a crushing defeat this year.
You did.
So it was actually the toughest defeat of the year was the fact that we were up for hometown heroes. We got demolished by the Knoxville cheerleading squad.
But you made a comeback.
But we made a comeback.
Right,
and
ladies?
And guess what? We have $1,000 and a trophy. They do not. So we got the win when it was most important.
Well, we couldn't be here today without our sponsors, Martin Sullivan, your local John Deere dealer, and, of course, Advanced Plumbing Mechanical in Monmouth. So let's meet the Lewistown Indians girls basketball team, who are hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Here are the Lewistown Indians girls basketball team.
I'm Libby Hopkins. I'm a junior, and I'm a post.
I'm Alex Eber, I'm a junior, I'm a guard.
Okay. I'm Anna Heffern, I'm a junior, and I'm a guard.
I'm Macy Miklich, I'm a freshman, and I'm a guard.
I'm Addison Yurkovich, I'm a freshman, and I'm a manager.
I'm Kennedy Mayberry, I'm a junior, and I'm a post.
I'm Brooke Hampton, and I'm a freshman.
I'm Avery Smith, I'm a sophomore, and I'm a post.
I'm Adetha Grove, I'm a sophomore, and a post.
I'm Lydia Kripe, I'm a sophomore, and a guard.
I'm Kate Heffern, I'm a sophomore, and a guard.
I'm Sydney Shaver, and I'm a junior guard.
I'm Carly Heffern, and I'm a junior guard.
I'm Kelly Spallo. I'm a junior, and I'm a post/cheerleader.
I'm Paige Bennett. I'm a senior, and I'm a post.
I'm Bailey Mayberry. I'm a senior guard.
I'm Hannah Berta, senior post.
That's the Lewistown Indians girls basketball team. Let's hear it one more time for yourselves.
Yay!
And, Coach, we're here because you guys got voted. And then we pulled your name of the 10 squads that won Hometown Heroes of the Week. But what do you attribute to this? 32 wins, is that right, this year?
We were 32-2.
A lot of teams, a lot of girls don't get through high school with even cumulative that many wins. That's pretty special.
No, it's very, very special. And this is a group of kids that's worked very, very hard this year. They've definitely got some issues and problems, as you can see by looking at them. but it's a great group of kids. They've got a great team attitude. And that team attitude and the fact that they work so well together as a group led them to a lot of success this year.
Yeah. Was it hard coming off the court the last game? I don't want to ask questions other reporters asked. I'm sure it was hard, but how did you, when you had these girls with that moment, what did you say to them at the end of that?
It actually worked out great. The one thing we talked about down there is the fact that in the state of Illinois, there's only 8 teams that get to finish their year with a win. And getting third place, we were able to finish our year with the win. So you can walk out off the court with the thrill of victory. You don't have to worry about the agony of defeat. We got our trophy, and we came back to Lewistown. The community support was tremendous. We had a great rally back here once we got home. And, it was just a very special year for these kids.
Did Lewistown take care of you, ladies?
Yes,
they did. All right. Coach, you're also athletic director, so you can help decide where some of this money goes. Doesn't have to be just with girls basketball, but all high schools, they're saying, no, we're keeping it. Well, where do you put some money like this when a windfall comes?
As athletic director, I think I'm going to consult with the head girls basketball coach and see what he thinks.
There you go.
And I think the head girls basketball coach wants to keep with the basketball program, so
Absolutely.
I think the athletic director is going to let him do that.
All right. And you guys should ask for at least a pizza party, right?
Yeah.
All right. Softball's over here clamoring for some money, too. That's one of your coaches.
Yeah, well, we might throw them $5 or $10 for softball and keep the rest for girls basketball.
Coach Greg Bennett, how long have you been here? Tell everybody.
29 years.
Yeah. Who are you saying? You're saying goodbye to a few of these girls this year, and maybe a little tougher start for you next year. Who are some of the girls you're really going to miss?
I miss them all terribly since I don't see them every day after school for 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah.
But I'll miss the 3 seniors this year, Bailey Mayberry and Hannah Burtis and even Paige Bennett. But I will miss having the 3 of them around next year. They did a great job as senior leaders for this group, and I know everybody else is going to miss them too. But we'll definitely miss their senior leadership. But we've got a great core of kids back, and we're looking for big things in the future as well.
Yeah, we got a big trophy for you too. It's going to look really good in this case here in Lewistown. We love coming here. We love your gym. Tell us a little bit about, before we let you go, Coach, that community support on and off the road.
Oh, it's been tremendous this year. A lot of times we're on the road and we might be an hour and a half away, and we had a bigger crowd in the gym than the home team did. We've had a tremendous community support throughout the season. They followed us throughout the playoffs. Our crowd that first day down at state was amazing. It would have been a great day to come to Lewistown and walk into Casey's and fill up a cup for free or rob a bank, because there was nobody in Lewistown. They were all down at Redbird Arena.
That's pretty great. Yeah. Tell us about your coaching squad and the people who help you out.
Well, our coaching staff is pretty limited. You know,
yeah.
Sometimes you got a lot of people on the coaching staff, but for us, it's just myself and Coach McLaughlin, who also happens to be the softball coach. And I don't know, maybe I'll make it $25 just because of his contributions to basketball this year. But Coach McLaughlin does a great job. Our younger kids have had tremendous seasons the last several years in a row. In fact, they had like a 97-game win streak or 50-game win streak or whatever it was that finally got ended this year. But Coach McLaughlin has done a lot of great things for the program.
Yeah. Girls, let's hear it for your coaches one more time. All right. You guys gather. You're going to do a cheer. We need not necessarily a cheer, but your 1, 2, 3, whatever you do here. Yeah, are you ready? Your coach is going to call you off. Coach, thanks for having us here. I bet we'll be back to see you next year. Spend that money wisely.
I hope so. We definitely will spend it wisely, and we greatly appreciate the support we've got from FM 95 and from all your great sponsors.
Congrats on an awesome season, man.
Well, thank you very much, and hopefully we can do this again next year, and hopefully those Knoxville cheerleaders don't beat us next year, and we can get maybe we can win a regular award, and we can win the big award 2 years in a row. Has that ever been done?
That's still in his craw. I don't think it's ever been done.
Well, that's our goal next year, is get another trophy, another big check.
All right. When your coach says, let's hear for the Lewistown Indians girls basketball team, hometown heroes of the winter sports season. Let's hear it, girls.
Let's go. Balls on 3. 1, 2, 3.
Balls! All right. Big congratulations from our friends at Breed Loves Advanced Plumbing Mechanical in Monmouth and Martin Sullivan, your local John Deere dealer. It's Eric Hansen from Lewistown High School with the Lady Indians basketball team, hometown heroes of the winter sports season, for Coach Bennett and all the girls. Girls, have a great season off. We'll see you later. Say goodbye to country radio. Let's hear you scream.
Woo!
It's Eric Hansen of Lewistown High School
come here real quick.
With the country station, FM 95.
Everybody come here.